Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Ooh. Ha, oh, God. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Monday. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We've all been... if you listen to the show on the podcast, you'll hear all our stories and everything. We've been sprinkling them in all morning. Crazy story. Vinny had like the craziest stories, I thought.
We haven't gotten to him yet.
Well, we did.
I'll have a few tomorrow morning.
No, he did the pig stomach one, and we were like, no more stories out of you. No more stories.
But I definitely feel like one of the things he posted on Instagram was, you know, I'm at my coffee house in my little town where I grew up.
Kaiser.
Right.
And I was thinking,
I bet there's a picture of him by the cash register.
There is not, but there is one of my toy cars from the movie Cars up in the local restaurant bar that everybody goes to.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it was very nice to be home and see everybody.
That is a good feeling.
And they don't treat you like welcome back as opposed 100%. To full on, that dude's a Californian. He's not one of us.
Nope. The minute I go home, I mean, I hear welcome back from people I don't know because, Facebook and stuff. And
and
that Wednesday night before Thanksgiving, it was fun to go out and see all the college kids out because that was always what we did. We come home from college and being out in the local places and everything. So that was fun. I got to be the old man in the corner watching everybody with my old friends. So it was fun. It's nice. I love going back home, man. It's good.
It's good to have a place like that where,
just
people, you know how to behave around them. You know what's what.
Yeah. 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 And just get that accent back. And
oh, yeah. You pick it right back up.
I didn't notice it until you said it.
It definitely.
Maddie has a couple things. Like when he says him, he says him.
Oh.
Him?
You know, you don't say him.
I don't know.
I told him.
Okay.
Oh.
I mean, when you're conscious of it. But, you know, everybody has that. Everybody has like a slight regionalism, even if you've tried really hard to not to.
When I met you in Philly and I got there, everyone kept saying, why do you guys say the 5, the 405, the 101? And it was the first time I'd heard anyone question that.
Mm-hmm.
And I went,
but even up here, it's different than L.A. LA is the, you take the this to the this to the this. Up here, even, it's less. You know, you might say, oh, I'm going to go hop on the 5 and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
But I just never noticed it. I don't even, because I was truly felt like, oh, I don't have an accent at all. I don't know what you're talking about.
That's funny.
I go home, they tell me I've picked up a California accent all the time. Because I say dude all the time.
Dude.
Hey, dude.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean that's funny? I don't have an accent.
Oh, go ahead. Sure. Right.
Right.
La, 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 la. You're right. Well, I got to do these tickets.
Yeah. Then let's do some stories.
Yeah. stories about your accent. Tickets to Alice in Winterland. We're blowing them out this week. All this week, listen every hour from 6:05 in the morning to 6:05 in the afternoon. We're giving out code words every hour for your chance to win a pair of tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland, sponsored by Macy's. Plus, you'll be qualified to win a meet and greet with One Republic. Alice in Winterland, One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th. That's not this Friday, but next. Friday the 13th. Oh, so good. At the Paramount Theater in Oakland. Sponsored by Sonic the Hedgehog 3, Jack's Restaurant and Bar, and Public Market Emeryville. This hour's code word is good. G-O-O-D, good. Text the code word good to our contest line 20357, and that's it. You're entered to win. Easy. Do it again in an hour. Okay, let's see here. I thought this was really funny. I like t-shirts. Everybody likes t-shirts. You get a t-shirt. You're like, oh, I like this person or this thing. And I get a little t-shirt with a little emblem on there. So Blake Shelton, he's got a merch line.
He does.
He's got a new single called Texas. It came out this month. And he just launched some new merch. It's so dumb that it's great. He posted a video where
line of merch is called Texas.
No. He's got a new single called Texas.
Oh, okay.
And he's starting this whole new tour. And so he's got a whole merch line that's so dumb that it's brilliant. Because I read the story and I'm like, okay, let me click the damn link and I'll look at the merch. He posted a video where he jokes that the merch he's been offering is embarrassing and overproduced. This is his old merch. So he decided to keep things simple and designed some stuff himself for $15. You can get a set of 4 red cups that say, I drink, get over it. It's a reference he had to a cup on stage with him at a show in Florida back in 2016. Rumors were swirling he was in rehab. He says all the time, it's a drink, I drink, get over it.
Mm.
So, but the best thing is a t-shirt. It's a black t-shirt with a photo that he claims is off his own phone. It's a shot of him looking not very sober.
Mm.
And it says, I bought this shirt from Blake Shelton. There it is across. I mean, we're going to take a look at this thing here. He is, he doesn't just look hammered. He looks baked. He looks like a wreck.
He's had a night.
Yeah. And then it's sort of just a very basic, and I actually expected it to look more like a photograph, like a squared off or rectangular photograph, but it's sort of like his body sort of faded out into the black and he's just got this look on his face like, yeah, yeah.
He designed that.
So that's what he says.
Okay.
And then across his chest, he says, I bought this shirt from Blake Shelton in like a very low rent looking font. It's very funny, I think. I think it's really cute. He said he wanted to be honest. That's what people are looking for these days. And they're on his website for $40. So if you want to look, do you want to throw that up on the Facebook? I don't care. I mean, the only reason I care about Blake is because he's married to Gwen.
Sure.
And I like Gwen. I wanted to remind you that Sabrina Carpenter has a Christmas special. It's called A Nonsense Christmas. And it is coming up. I want to say it might be this week, too. Let me see if I can find it. There's a trailer for it. Oh, there it is. It is. It's December 6th. So that is Friday night. It's on Netflix. It's called A Nonsense Christmas with Sabrina Carpenter. And it's saying here, 6 p.m. our time, it premieres on Netflix. I don't know if it's live. And I don't think it is because there's definitely a trailer going.
Yeah, why would you bother with live if you're just doing a Christmas special? But okay, whatever.
So there is a trailer for it now. And I think on the last night of her tour, she actually played it up on the big screen. Like, oh, I got a Christmas special and here's the trailer for it. And so I had been reading about this thing, but oh, there she is in Santa's lap. That Santa's very happy right there. Mm. Anyway, we're going to put up the trailer for
that. She's pretty, but she doesn't do it for me. Does she do it for you?
No, not at all. Like I'll take Olivia over her any day.
I had the same feeling
when
Katy Perry was younger, that she was pretty, but just didn't have,
right.
For whatever reason, I didn't find myself like going, oh man, that girl.
Yeah, like Dua Lipa. Like, come on.
Dua Lipa doesn't do it for me either.
Dua Lipa. I like Dua Lipa. If John really loves Dua.
Is that why you love her? Or did you love her
no,
first?
No, I liked her. And I think that he showed me her and I was like, yeah, oh, that's Dua Lipa. And he's like, oh, I love her.
Really?
And then later after a couple of drinks, he's like, yeah, my girlfriend Dua Lipa. I'm like, so now she's Dupa at my house.
Right.
Yeah, huh. I'm with you though. Katie, I feel the same way about it. I like, and I'm not saying anything about anybody's talent. It's just whether or not I want to do them.
Right.
I don't want to do Sabrina. I want to do Olivia Rodrigo, although she's very young.
I love Sabrina.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
She's so tiny and cute and yeah.
Short and sweet.
Yeah.
Mm. All right.
Yeah. Mm. She does have cankles though.
Oh.
What?
Remember we noticed that? We were watching that video.
I told you you shouldn't say anything about that.
Oh, I really shouldn't. Okay.
Yeah.
But they're very cute.
Okay. Sabrina Carpenter has cankles.
Her ankles are a little, they're perfect, okay? She's perfect.
Yeah, that's what
Sarah is totally nodding and winking right
what?
Now like, yeah,
no.
She's got cankles.
She's perfect.
She's perfect every way. I love her.
I never noticed that. That wasn't part of the reason why I don't find her, you know, appeal to be sexy. She's a good singer. Mm. But cankles, huh?
Don't look at me.
What do you mean, don't look at you?
I don't
you
say
were just
about
saying,
it.
Yeah,
no,
wink
I didn't.
And a wink.
I was the one who said, don't
wink,
say
wink.
It. You shouldn't say
right.
that on the air.
Yeah. Maddie's saying it too.
She's perfect.
The B-52s have announced a 2025 Las Vegas residency continuation. They are extending their, I guess they're going to be at the Venetian. Now, when they say that, isn't the Venetian the Sphere? They might be in just some other auditorium there though, right?
I don't know, but all those photos of the road leading to the Sphere where they make
so
it look
amazing.
Like the moon, and then it's just the street with some stoplights, and then there's the moon.
So incredible.
It's
I
radical.
Want to go so bad.
Yeah, it looks so rad.
Oh, God. Damn, that sounds so great. Anyway. I don't know if she's playing it. I think if she was playing, if these guys were playing at the Sphere, I think they would say so. I think it's another venue at the Venetian.
The Venetian's got several venues.
Yeah,
oh,
they all do,
okay.
Right? So it looks like if you are like, I got to see the B-52s. Listen, these guys are, they've been around a
they're
long
in their 70s.
Time.
They have to be.
At least. I actually think Kate might be in her 80s, for God's sake.
No.
No, man. Like when I saw them in 1986, I'm like, oh, the old people. You know, and then now it's been 40-plus years, you know?
I think I saw Rock Lobster video from SNL, which, of course, that song was a hit when I was in fifth grade.
Right.
Because I remember being at a dance and everybody going, down, down, you know, like.
Yeah.
But they didn't look that old, really?
When Cosmic Thing came out, I think it was like maybe 86 or 87, and I was like, I loved that record, and I went and saw them in Boston and thought, oh, they're, you know, this is like a last hurrah for them, but which was so stupid. But when you're 20, that's what you think.
That's true.
I don't know how old they are. Do you find some ages?
Let's see here.
Yeah, just look up Kate Pearson. I think she's the oldest. Anyway, and I think it's we're down to the two girls, and then, of course, I can't think of his name.
Fred.
Thank you, Fred Schneider. I think it's just the three of them.
Kate's 76.
Oh, okay. So she's still in her 70s.
Fred's 73, and Cindy is 67.
Oh, my God, Cindy's still in her 60s.
Cindy's the baby!
I can't believe it.
Well, she's going to carry everybody through those big shows.
Well, they're coming back to Vegas. They've announced they're doing 5 new dates in April of 2025 at the Venetian. These shows, they've been sprinkling them in over there. They started a semi-residency in 2023. So, it's the Venetian Theater inside the Venetian Resort. So it's not the Sphere. Not that it really matters.
As a grown-up, I've only been to Vegas one time. Isn't that weird?
Did you go when you were little? I mean, when you
were
younger?
I went when I was a little boy, yeah, because we had... they were called nationals, but they were bike racing nationals. So you'd go
wherever they
held the big nationals, and that was Vegas. And so we went there one time. But yeah, the only time I went was with this show.
Yeah, it's
as a grown up, I should say.
Love Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't gone nearly as many times as I want to go. I love it. I was just thinking that John and I should try and get tickets for one of these shows. I love the B-52s. Okay. I'm out of time. What do you
what?
Got? You know what? I want to say, well, I'm just going to read you the headline on this and then we're done. The Edge says U2 is working on new sci-fi Irish folk music with Brian Eno. Vinny has the most confused look on his face. I'm going to read it to you one more time. The Edge says U2 is working on new sci-fi Irish folk music with Brian Eno. And he confirmed that Larry Mullen Jr. is coming back.
Wow.
Yeah. The end. What's coming up?
I don't know what any of that meant.
No, but nobody does, really.
Some things to tell you right after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of 5-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice
at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Love you, Avril. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Check us out free on our live app or Odyssey app.
The Radio Alice Report.
That's so smooth.
Did you just say, I love you, Avril?
I love Avril.
Oh, I do too, but you just said it like you were saying it to her.
I was saying
I
it
love
to
you,
her.
Avril.
I love you, Avril.
She might be listening. You never know.
Yeah, she could be listening.
I'm not saying she couldn't be.
On the free Odyssey app.
It was just such a strange, like.
I don't think you can hear the music on the Odyssey app, can you?
You squeezed it in there. What?
If you listen on the Odyssey app, you still get the. No, it's only the podcast where you don't get the music,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the Odyssey app, you get the full everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it.
If you're listening live.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you.
This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Ticket Stop.
Oh.
Alice will be out at Public Market Emeryville giving away tickets to our sold-out Alice in Winterland this Saturday from 1 to 2:30 p.m. Public Market Emeryville offers a great time for the whole family. Enjoy over a dozen restaurants and bars, a robust live music program, multiple large screens to watch your favorite teams, and family-friendly activities. For more info, head to RadioAlice.com.
Nice.
Love that
Sounds
market.
So fun.
You never been?
I haven't. Is that over? Well, I don't want to.
No, anyway, it's over where everything is in Emeryville, but it's great. Lots
kind of
good
over
food.
Near the IKEA?
Yeah, in that general area.
Okay,
sure.
Got it. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
Sounds great. I mean, listen to that. Walking around and there's all these big screens everywhere. Sounds fun.
A company in Japan is working on a human washing machine that blasts you clean with tiny bubbles. It looks like
bubbles.
The cockpit of a fighter jet and fills with water and then dries you off. The whole process takes 15 minutes. They say this is a luxury bathware brand in Japan, and the human washing machine is being made to replace bathtubs.
Oh, well, isn't that a lot of water to use just to wash one person?
Well, I have to imagine that that's part of the reason for it. I don't know for sure. They say it's based on a design some guy came up with a half a century ago.
Oh.
An early version debuted at an expo in Japan in 1970, but this one's more high tech. It looks like, again, like the cockpit of a fighter jet and fills with water, so it's enclosed.
Yeah, I'm looking at this whole thing, and it does look like it turns. It looks like it's, you know, that's interesting.
It uses microscopic bubbles to blast the filth off you. Meanwhile, AI tracks your vitals to make sure you're comfortable and the water temp is just right.
Oh.
It also dries you off, and the whole process takes 15 minutes. So it's certainly faster than a bath. Just running the bath can take 15 minutes, and then on top of that, you get in, and then you feel guilty because you've made all this water, you know, sit here for you. And so even though you're bored stiff, you're like, I better hang for a bit.
Right.
And then the water starts to get chilly and you're like, all right, I'm over it. I can get out of here now. But
yeah,
it can take way over 15 minutes is my point. So this thing is useful.
Speaking of this human washing machine, how's your hot tub doing? You use that a lot over vacation?
I wasn't home.
Oh yeah,
I left on Monday and came home Friday.
And
then I left again on Saturday because of Friendsgiving was happening. So in all honesty,
you didn't use it.
My first night really home was last night.
Mm. Did you use it yesterday?
No, I didn't. Oh. Mm. But I believe the missus on her Friendsgiving party Saturday night, I think they all used it.
Oh, fun.
It was a girl party, I think they all.
Where were the daughters? Just
they were
out
with them.
I see.
They're part of the party.
Girls party.
It's funny because I said the next day after I've got done surfing, and she actually called and, where are you? You've been gone a long time. My friend Seth and I were surfing for 3 hours. We were having fun. Anyway, when I talked to her, I said, hey, how was the party? And she goes, we ate too much.
Oh.
And I go, yeah, but how ripped did you get? She goes, none of us got ripped.
Oh.
What are you talking about? Yeah. And I was like, I don't know. It's a party.
Right. That's the thing. You know,
what?
Some people just have a couple drinks and other people can't understand that.
Well, yeah, it makes no sense.
Why do you keep looking at Maddie?
Because I'm looking for confirmation that, you know, it's a party. You use the word party, you party.
Yeah.
You don't just eat. She's like, we ate and ate and ate, and then we ate some more. And then the next person that showed up brought more food, and we had more food.
Yeah. It was a girl party.
I guess
I'm not saying people don't sometimes get ripped at girl parties, but just in general, you know, I'd be like, well, it's 8 o'clock, and I've had 2 glasses of wine, so.
You would party.
What are you talking about?
Not anymore. I'm just not like that anymore. I did get really ripped one of the nights on vacation, but other than that, I didn't really drink.
I saw you get a little toasty at for the Tyson fight.
Oh, yeah, I did get a little lit.
Not like over the top, but you were definitely feeling it.
Oh, yeah. Well, those were those rum drinks, weren't they?
Yeah, you were drinking rum drinks. Yeah. So, yeah, you know how to let loose at a
I'm not saying I'm a stick in the mud, but I definitely, that by the time that thing was over, I'm like, everybody out of my house. Like, it's got to be 10 o'clock at this point. Get out.
So it's been a minute. Do you think you've thrown up from drinking this year in 2024?
No, the last time I threw up from drinking was when I drank those lemon drops during the pandemic. That was the last time. I have no reason not to tell you. I would tell you. I came very close to throwing up last Monday.
What, in New York?
Yeah, in New York. I said I got ripped one of the nights.
Did you get
New
ripped
York.
With your kids?
Yes. Nice. We all got ripped.
Nice.
And you almost threw up.
I had the bed spins, and I went in and just sat in front of the toilet for a while.
Then you didn't force your finger down?
No,
I
don't do
that.
So you
just said, I'll wait it out.
I'll wait it out. And I was fine. And then I fell asleep in the bathroom, and then I was like, oh my God, I'm freezing.
I don't do that anymore, she says. What? You hear yourself.
Yeah, sleeping in the bathroom.
Sleeping
Come
in
on.
The bathroom means That's a you pro still move. Do that.
I was waiting, making sure I didn't throw up.
You
That's
are
all.
Ridiculous. I don't do that anymore.
You guys, down.
I don't do that anymore. You
I still do it the way I used to. I said
barf.
I one of the. I didn't almost barf. I just.
You slept in the bathroom. What are you talking about?
Just in case.
Nobody chooses to sleep in the bathroom.
Well, I didn't. I didn't choose. I just fell asleep. I was. Sleepy.
Are you listening to this?
Who, me?
Not you. Oh. The person listening to this.
Oh.
Person, do you hear this?
They understand
whole,
me completely.
This denial.
Like,
oh,
that's
I don't
fine.
Do that
Once
anymore.
In a while it happens. Yeah, I don't do that.
And then
Please.
Just in New York, up. I had the bed spins and I slept in the bathroom.
I didn't sleep in the bathroom, but I did fall asleep in the bathroom. And then I went, oh, well, I guess if I've fallen asleep, I can go back in the bed now. It's fine. I'm obviously not throwing up. Bye, bathroom. See you later.
You heard this, right, person? Yeah. I mean.
Yeah, they understand. They're like, yeah, that seems totally logical and fine. Sometimes you just have one too many at a fun night, and you know, you're on vacation.
Yeah, you're with the kids. Come on.
I know. The kids are pretty lit, too.
Dictionary.com's word of the year is demure, which makes sense. And that's the guess you had last time. I don't know which book.
The things that
website.
Were added. Yeah, they add all the new words. Or they
but demure is the word of right. the year, everyone. And it's from some lady who's too cool. Isn't she saying how
like
she's
I'm
demure?
Very demure.
Yeah, whatever.
Very classy, very demure.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Don't hate me, Vinny, says 415, but I imagine in my brain that Dusty and all of her friends were naked in the hot tub. Send.
I bet that was a voice text.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that as well. Yeah, I imagine they were too. All of these single women in hot tubs. Are you sure you're not a beard, Vin? LOL. You know.
That is always a question, right? I mean, you don't know until you find out.
Until you find out the hard way, right?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I also think that they probably got nude and got in the hot tub and
nude?
Had the time of their Yeah. Oh. Naked in the hot tub.
Oh, really?
You don't think?
I wouldn't do that, but
You're
maybe.
All girls. Nobody.
Those are her
one
close
guy
friends, too.
Split.
Yeah. I
there
would
was,
say
believe
no
me,
because the kids are around, too. I would be like, no, I think we'll all put our bathing suits
I
on.
I think they all know me well enough. There was zero threat I was coming home. Zero. Like, none.
Well, Alicia had the willies over it. But
no, she did
but
not.
Everybody else was like, yeah, he's probably staying away. I don't know, man. Sometimes that guy does something you don't think will happen.
No, believe me, I was not coming to that party. That was for them. Let's see here. 415 says, Olivia's great, but Sabrina Carpenter's outros are next level in concert.
Outros?
Look them up on YouTube. It'll blow your mind.
All right.
You're going to blow my mind with a Sabrina Carpenter outro to a song when she's doing concerts.
I don't know. I don't understand it. I can't wait to hear about it. I'm sure Michael Martin will tell us after the show.
She do naked leg kicks or something? I mean, what is this? What are we talking about?
You're looking at me like I would know. I wish I could help you with this. But naked leg kick sounds about right. You know, she wears a short skirt and then she does her outro. She flips up the back of it, leans over. What?
415 says, person here, I heard it. Fell asleep in the bathroom, passed out in the bathroom, same thing.
Yeah, I just passed out. It's fine.
707 says, sometimes the bathroom floor is a safe space.
And it's nice and cool, you know?
Okay, but it's really not best for you to try and downplay your partying when you've just spent the night next to the toilet.
Yeah, it's just that it was that one night, you know? And then I was like, well, I have learned my lesson from that. I won't be doing that again. So okay. I feel like I have it under control.
Person?
You heard person. I'm not that worried about it. It was embarrassing the next day, though. I was like, whoa, did we see a play or something?
Oh, yeah.
Hope it was good.
You don't remember the play?
I remember it, but I was definitely lit during it.
This was the play you were looking so forward to. What play was it?
It's Anne Juliet, and it was really good.
But you were ripped.
I definitely
did you sleep? Not.
Did I what? Sleep during the play? Yeah. No. Oh. No. I watched it. It's good. It's really fun. The sound in the theater was excellent. Like it's a rock, kind of a rock show, and it was great. And everybody, we had a really, really good time.
And everyone told you enjoyed it.
I was told I enjoyed it very much. Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
It's if Juliet didn't die in the Romeo and Juliet story.
Oh, Romeo dies, but Juliet.
And Juliet's like, well, maybe I'll just see what else is going on.
Huck the drink.
Yeah.
Or whatever they did.
Huh. What did they do? Nightshade or something?
I don't remember.
Did they stab themselves? I can't remember.
No, they drank poison.
Yeah, I thought so.
Because he tried to get it off of her lips. He kissed her lips to try to get the poison off of her lips.
Oh. Mm. Boy, you really remember that.
I was an English major.
Oh.
Mm. Are we doing a game?
We
can certainly not.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
How old is that guy? Do you got a game? Wilson,
oh,
for me?
Yeah, I do.
Because I can't play it.
You're on the spins in bed. Did you lay there with one foot off, like on the floor?
No, I've gotten the bed and I was like, this ain't going to happen. I'll be in the bathroom. You need the bathroom for anything? Because I'm going to go be in the bathroom for a while just to make sure everything's all right. All right, here's the game. I'm going to start with Vinny.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the opportunity to scuzz back him. Vinny, how old is Aaron Rodgers today?
Oh, today's his birthday.
Yes.
I'm going to say he's 40.
I'm going to say 39.
He is 41, and that's a point for Vinny. How old is Monica Seles, Maddie?
Oh, I used to really enjoy watching her play tennis.
She's the grunter, isn't she?
Yeah, she was well, they all grunt now, but she was the originator.
But she was the one where they used to say, she's distracting the other players. You need to get her to stop that.
And now everyone grunts like that. Mm. Let's see. So she was probably like 20. And 90. I'm going to say she's 50.
She's 50 years old. All right.
51.
She is exactly 51.
Oh,
and that's
double.
2 points
for
Vinny. The score is currently 3-0. How old is Kathy Lee Crosby? Remember her from That's Incredible?
Kathy Lee Crosby. Her.
How old is she now? Vinny, you're first on this one. Kathy Lee Crosby age.
I will say she is 75.
All right.
I'll say 74.
She is 80, and that's another point for Vinny.
I don't like this game.
Well, you're losing it hard. How old is Charlie Puth, Maddie?
32.
Oh,
he's 33. I thought you were gonna get another exact one. Charlie Puth is 33. All right, how old is...
Oh, we're still playing.
This is the last. Well, I got a couple more. There's actually a lot of birthdays today. Hey. How old's Britney Spears, Vinny? How old is Brit? Little Brit.
I'm going to say she's I'm going to say she's 40.
41, Bob.
She's 43. That is another point for Maddie. Uh-oh.
Man. Uh-oh. What's the score?
4-2. How will this final one, though? You're screwed. Unless you get it exactly right, then I'll give you a...
Okay.
All right, here we go. How old is... And this is Vinny first, correct?
Yes.
How old is Lucy Liu? Lucy Liu, everyone.
I love
from
her.
From Kill Bill and...
So
show with
much.
Calicia Flockhart. Can't think of the name of that. That was a good show.
Ally McBeal.
That's it. And Elementary, right? She was... Watson.
Yes, she played, yes. I'm going to say she's, 50.
All right.
I want to get this exactly right, so I'm not going to scumbag you. I'm going to say 54.
She's 56. That is a point for you, but by a score of 4-3. Our winner today is El Campeón del Pueblo.
El Campeón.
Thank you for the kisses.
Keep on kissing.
Threw one right at me.
Right. Goodbye.
Thanks,
make sure
everyone.
You listen to Jane. We got lots of chances all throughout the day. Keep it on Alice all day long because we have tickets to our sold out Alice in Winterland. Have a great day and we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.